Hi there, I'm Mike Gingrich at Mike Gingrich on Instagram, and this is the Living It Well with Mikey G podcast, where I offer practical thoughts on the intersections of fitness, running, self-improvement, mindfulness, and how to live your best life. It's a unique kind of podcast. I'm just a 50-plus-year-old guy trying to live his best life and sharing some perspective. Not an influencer, no massive deep research, and definitely no preaching of generic life advice. Just my stories, experiences, and thoughts on living it well and adding value in areas of wellness, fitness, and mindsets, with practical and personal insights on how to live a life that is authentic, adds value, and is uncommon. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome, everyone. This is the first episode of the complete rebrand of the Living It Well with Mikey G podcast, formerly the Halftime Mike podcast. So if you are a longtime subscriber, this is a complete shift and rebrand away from digital marketing into Living It Well. If you are new here, consider this episode one, where we are just getting started. But as I mentioned in the intro, hey, this is going to be about me, about my life, stories. I'm hoping that it can be a tool that is of inspiration, that is of encouragement, that is of help and hope, so that we can do exactly that, live it well. My first topic here today is, why not me and why not you? Okay, so I put this phrase out there. I did this first on Instagram. I've been thinking about it, and it was like, why or why not? One more difference in those questions. Why or why not? But a world of difference, okay? The first one questions, why? 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 The second one sees possibilities. Why not? Why not? I'm pondering things like this as I navigate life at 50 plus. I'm on the move globally, currently recording this from Costa Rica on the Pacific coast, in the town of Capos. And, you know, I'm trying to give myself to discovering why not and pursuing that. That's why I'm here, living, working, learning, reflecting, healing, running, training. For far too long, the first why ruled my life. It was the checkpoint of reason. It was the watering down, the neutering of me. It was the one that did promote security. Why? Because that wouldn't be secure. Why? I'm not clear about that. Why? Is that safe? Why? It tried to offer measured responses to everything and water it down. Maybe not fully that then, but possibly this. That's what usually came after a why. It looked and felt like the masses, and I've always been driven and impassioned to say we have to live differently than the masses. If we're just doing what everyone else is doing, you look around, does that sound fulfilling, happy, joyful, pleasing, like your authentic self? I've never been able to say that. The masses have it right. It's typically the fringes. And so I've been pursuing this, why not? It's an awakening within me. Perhaps this needs to awaken within you. How many times, if you reflect, are you saying why? Typically, that may be the first response. That's the ego talking, but do we need to listen to that? Or do we say, why not? Why not? A new understanding of myself has come with asking why not. One that understands a little bit more about who I am, how I'm formed, and where I come from. And the fact that in the past, many times, I've been shackled because I listened to the whys of others. I had people-pleasing tendencies, and some of that contributed to a lack of belief in myself to stand up to that I was worthy and able to achieve my dreams, to say, why not, and go for it. I've been playing don't rock the boat game for how long? For far too long. How many of you have also been playing don't rock the boat? Don't rock the boat. Well, you know, Is it that bad? Is that the right question, even? I lived inside the box, even though I've said live outside the box. And right now, I'm trying to throw those weighted backpacks off and stand up tall. I've been told everything you want is on the other side of your fear. Everything you want is on the other side of your fear. What are you going to do? Whew. I realize that nothing changes if everything stays the same. Did you hear that? That one's, I love that one, hits me all the time. Nothing changes if everything stays the same. So I'm asking, why not? Why not me? Why not this vision in my heart? Why I got to get in touch with that, and why not have it all come to pass? Bring all my passions together. Why not raise funds for the great cause of my nonprofit? I give global microfinance loans to women and their families at risk in tough parts, rural parts, disrupted parts of the world, all while doing something I also love, running, training, and fitness. Why can't I bring all those things together? And can I integrate even more, all of those, with my love of travel and cultures to provide an amazing travel training experience? Why not? Who would want to go on a trip like this? Why? Or why not? I'm going to go with why not. And I am going to go for it. I'm going to plan a high altitude running experience based in Quito, Ecuador, the capital of Ecuador. I mean, I think this is aligning all of my passions together. I work there with iGive Global. We're doing microloans to women in the Andes, indigenous peoples in the Amazon jungle. And the city itself, Quito, is at 9,350 feet of altitude, so just below 10,000 feet. That's the city. And the whole city is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. So it's got all kinds of culture, history, and opportunity. They have their own kind of quasi central park called La Carolina, and it has a track in it, and it has trails in it. We can do that there. I want to pull all of this together and put together an amazing high altitude training trip experience that is obviously running and training and hiking and outdoors and culture and touring and food and people. Why not? Why not? You know, just been thinking about that, and I'm going to put it out there. End of July, 2024, I want to make it happen. I can do this. We can do this. I need people to join me. So I'm looking for a tribe that fits this vibe that will come on board and join me. I call it Team Mike. I need to keep asking, why not? There's got to be people out there. Why not this? Why not me? Why not now? Why not this type of unique combination? How many of us need to be asking this question more? Why not me? Why not now? Why not this? I need to find a way. I'm trying to get in touch with who I am at my core, my authentic self, and this type of thing is checking all the boxes, getting me juiced up, putting it all together. It brings together my unique mix, the mic mix, you know, of international traveler, cross-cultural navigator, runner, trainer, coach, leader, philanthropist, all of those pieces, team builder. I want to do it. So the recruiting is going to begin, and I'm putting myself there, putting this out there into the world. Okay, there it is. I'm looking for runners, but not just any runners. I'm looking for runners who have a love for travel, and not just glamour travel, resort travel. I'm wanting those who want to sit down with some indigenous people and hear their story and understand that. I'm looking for those who don't mind getting their shoes dirty as we get out on a hike and we get up to 12,000 feet. I'm interested in those who are also serious about growth, mental health, and that, because that's me. That's what I'm going to talk about. This is where I'm at on this journey. The whole question of why versus why not is a deep one, and I want to talk deep with people. Why not? Let's talk about it. Let's get dinner together and enjoy that. Tell our stories. Tell where we've come from, what we've been through, and what we're thinking about. I'm looking for some more team Mike. I'm looking for some fans, some tribe members, some people that this kind of vision clicks with, who will also say, "Why not? Why not now? Yeah, I want to join Mike." They believe in me. They believe investing in dreams. This is a dream. Where are my investors? I'm looking for those who won't make excuses, those who won't get stuck on, "I'm just too busy right now." That's what the masses say. I'm looking for those who will carve out time, who have stopped when they've heard this and said, "Wow, okay, this is interesting. Mike's doing this. I want to support Mike." And he said Ecuador is awesome. It's got a lot of places to see, to visit, to do. And wow, over 9,000 feet of altitude, that's some serious training opportunity. Let's go. Let's spend 10 days out there. Let's do it. I'm looking for those who are in tune with the vision also, but maybe don't even want to run. Are you ready to be part of the runner support team? You want to do the hikes? You want to help out? I need a couple of those people as well. I'm looking for donors for this. Why not? I'm looking for individuals and businesses who will help me cover my costs and keep the costs of this adventure down, knowing that they're ultimately investing in IGIV Global and making lives better, helping at-risk women and children through the micro-lending arm that this is going to benefit. I'm looking for those who see that growing a small business like this, a micro-business, can change lives globally, can change lives for generations, and they're ready to be a part of this. And I'm also looking for those that see investing in this trip as investing in Mike, in trying to help Mike move forward to who he is, into that authentic person that he is, bringing all his pieces together that want to see him succeed and believe in this. And we can believe together with Mike that we're going to impact women entrepreneurs who face incredibly difficult circumstances. We're going to have a blast. We're going to have so much fun. So as I wind down, this is me. I ran a marathon in Iraq before to raise money for displaced refugees. That's a little out of the ordinary. I raised money for microloans and orphans by completing an Ironman 70.3. I started my own nonprofit to be able to do this and more. I want to do this for my life work. I want this to be my canvas, my art that I'm doing. I believe we can't go wrong if we look to see how we can add value and how we are uniquely created and try to bring all those things together. And it's going to look uncommon because each of us is unique and different. So it's time to step out. It's time to step up. I'm trying to do it. I am. I'm not trying. I am doing it. It's out there. Who believes in me and will join this vision and support Team Mike for this trip in July? Ask yourself, why not? Very specifically, I'm asking for runners. That profile that I talked about, I need at least four. Six would be awesome. I need a couple of those volunteers who will come along, pay their way, who don't necessarily want to run, but want to do the hikes and want to experience everything and want to support the runners. I'm looking for a business sponsor to cover a photographer and videographer for the trip so that this can be captured and put together. I'm looking for regular supporters for myself. Who's out there who can give $150 a month to join Team Mike because they believe in me, they believe in the things I'm doing, and they believe that this can change lives. Lives of those going, lives of those we meet, lives of those being contributed to. And where's the business out there that wants to start with a pledge? $10,000 for the year, you know. All those things are tax deductible through IGA or my 501c3 nonprofit. So why not? Why not? I leave you with this. For yourself, think about what have you been far too often. Are you asking why? Or are you asking why not? All right. So consider it. Why not? Why not, Mike? Why not you? That's what I got for you today. It's been good to spend time with you. Look forward to more. All right. Take care.